With confirmation votes looming tomorrow, one of Governor Sean Parnell's appointees to the Alaska Board of Game came under fire this week from lawmakers and the public. Al Barrett, who owns a commercial tannery and wolf trap business in Fairbanks, was appointed to the board in February. He participated in his first meeting later that month, where he ended up casting the deciding vote in a controversial decision to allow wolf trapping near Denali National Park. Conservation groups have cried foul, saying he should have recused himself. During a Senate Resources Committee hearing yesterday, Barrett quoted Alaska statute to dispute the idea that he had a conflict of interest.
In a representative democracy, the representatives are drawn from a society and therefore cannot and should not be without personal and financial interest in decisions and policies of government. Two, people who serve as public officers retain their rights to interest of personal or financial nature. Unquote. Mr. Chairman, this is so we can have accountants on accounting boards, doctors on medical boards, real estate brokers on real estate boards, and trappers on the game of board.
The law says board members should recuse themselves if they have a substantial and material conflict defined as a stock or ownership interest worth more than $5,000. Barrett said he'd sold less than $5,000 worth of traps to hunters who may have trapped in the area near Denali Park. He also said he'd never, to his knowledge, tanned a wolf from the area. Senator Hollis French asked if Barrett understood that he had a conflict because his business is worth more than $5,000.
The issue is not how much does this proposal affect your business. The issue is how much is your business worth. Do you understand the distinction?
Through the chair, Senator French, if I get confirmed and I'm on the board, I will make it a point to disclose that to the board chair and allow him to make that decision.
French also asked Barrett about an interview he gave to Backpacker magazine, in which he said the Bible directs humans to subdue nature and control it. Barrett admitted the quote was accurate, but he clarified, saying he meant that humans should manage animals according to professional and scientific standards.
The opposite of managing is to just let things go, as the common term is, let Mother Nature take care of itself. We cannot manage for sustainability on a Mother Nature take care of its own basis. So we need proper management to control all that.
And so just as a follow-up, is there any sort of biblical foundation to your view of wildlife management?
Through the chair, Senator French, no.
The full legislature will take up Barrett's confirmation as well as the confirmations of other Parnell appointees at a joint session Friday. It takes 31 votes to confirm.